There's a story in the Chicago Tribune that you will see Sunday. You can see it online right now. I didn't think I would have to talk to Joe Maher about this again, but here I am again. Joe, how are you? Welcome to the studio.
Good. How are you doing?
Really good. 10 years after red light cameras came to the suburbs, state has not assessed whether they've improved safety. It's a long watchdog story that you're the principal author of. Is that right?
That's right, yeah.
When last did you and I talk about this? When first did you and I talk about this? I'll bet it was 5 years ago. How long have you been working on this story?
This story I've been working on for several months.
Several months.
The Tribune has come and done the story repeatedly. The focus on the city was the big thing for
a while. That's what I'm thinking, because that was my answer. We were talking about this more than 5 years ago when the cameras came in, and there was question about whether or not they were actually making the city safer or more dangerous. Mm-hmm. How would a red light camera make traffic more dangerous?
Well, you know, picture a situation where you don't have many people running red lights to begin with, right? So nobody's doing it, but all of a sudden you get these cameras in there and people freak out. They don't want a ticket, so they're slamming on their brakes.
How do they know that there's a camera at that intersection?
They put up big signs, that'll tell you. So you'll see a big sign that says, red light camera here. And it's even bigger than the burbs.
But is that the thing where a little strobe light goes on above the light pole to a little white light or a little strobing light? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it can. It depends on how they're designed, but they can do that. Yeah.
Sometimes you see that and you go, oh my God, that's the thing. And you hit the brakes because you don't know if you're going to make it while it's still green or orange, say, yellow.
Mm-hmm.
If you go through an intersection that has the camera and you break the plane while the light is orange, yellow, then you don't get a ticket, right? You're not supposed to get a
ticket.
No. And the story used to be that the timing on that yellow light was too short, right? The interval wasn't long.
Yeah, in the city. Yeah, not in the burbs that I wrote about, but in the city, that was the allegation. You know, the city said, hey, we can keep it pretty minimum, but it didn't follow, you know, federal guidelines.
But so there you are going along 30 miles an hour city street. It's green, it's green, it's green. Now it goes yellow.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, do I have time? A lot of us will err on the side of, yes, I think I do. And mostly we're right, say, right? And then we go through it and it's yellow. But maybe it's red when you break the plane. Mm-hmm. Now you're officially running a red light and you get a ticket.
That's true. That's how it works. Yep.
City and suburbs. But if you've broken the plane and it turns red, but you've already crossed the line. I know I'm dwelling on this point.
It's an important point.
Because this is why you slam on the brakes or not. Mm-hmm. How long is that yellow light?
It depends where you're at. It can be 3 seconds in the city. It can be up to 4 or 5 seconds in different places.
Okay,
so
but say and wasn't it sometimes under 3 seconds in the city?
You know, not that I'm aware of.
Okay, so say it's three.
I didn't do the primary research on
the city. Okay, but you're doing 30 miles an hour, and now it goes yellow. You have 3 seconds to make the decision, am I going to be able to stop in time, or should I accelerate and go through?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not sure, you're not sure, one Mississippi, two, oh, crap, I better hit the brakes. You slam on the brakes.
Mm-hmm.
If the guy behind you thinks, oh, they're going to go, you've just been rear-ended.
Exactly.
And this scenario, we think, is exacerbated by the very existence of those cameras, which are trying to make the intersection safer.
Yeah, and it's not just us. I mean, IDOT has said that, too. That's their fear in putting these in the wrong places.
Really?
That's going to happen, yeah.
So what's been the history of these, then?
Well, what happened is the city got them in 03, and then in 06, they spread to the suburbs. And initially, the city, we all know the city's program. It's got a notorious past. And the suburbs really haven't been written about a lot. But what we're finding is there's more money in the suburbs than the city now. And the suburban program, it had this regimen. They were supposed to take a look at it. You know, IDOT oversaw the vast majority of these cameras. So IDOT said, you have to get a permit from us. You got to turn in these periodic reports. You got to have all this crash data. The state came in a little bit in 2011 and said, you know what, beyond that, you got to do these studies. You got to post them online. And if that approach that you got a camera on, if the crash rate rises in the 3 years after a camera, you got to do another study. You got to figure out why.
Okay, well, I can guess why. But all right, then let's study it and say we determined that it was the existence of the cameras.
Yeah.
Well, then you got to get rid of the cameras, right?
Well, the law doesn't say that, but what we've written is we've never even gotten that far, because when we looked at the numbers, we crunched them, we found, I want to say, a third, a good number of these approaches, had a crash rate rise. I'm sorry, it was a fourth of the approaches.
Right, yeah.
Crash rate
rise. I'll read your story to you. Are you ready?
Yep.
The Tribune investigation found after cameras were installed, think about this, the crash rate rose at 1/4 of the places that could be studied. Well, I don't know. Is that the number you were thinking of?
Yeah, that's, yep.
So at 25% of the locations, we now have more crashes than we did beforehand.
Yeah, in the study period. Yeah. So then, when we asked suburbs, we said, "Well, where is your study in the state law? You know, where have you looked at it?" And not one could give us a study.
Why
Nobody
not?
Did it.
Why wouldn't they study that?
They wouldn't give us an answer.
Okay, I'll go first. Mm-hmm. Because they're making money writing tickets for people running the red light, right? I mean, they are.
That's a theory, yeah.
So, and I don't know how much money they're making, but their motivation to me, if you're a municipality, is to make more money, pay the bills, yada, 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 yada. So if you get rid of the cameras, you've cut off a revenue stream.
Okay.
And also, maybe you think that the cameras are making it, maybe it would be even more dangerous at that intersection without it. I mean, in theory, you shouldn't be running red lights, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, we shouldn't be mad at a city for writing tickets to people who deserve them, right?
That's a fair argument, yeah. Fair argument, yeah. But, you know, what happens, what we've seen in a lot of these cases is it wasn't necessarily the suburb studying this most of the time. Most of the time, the suburb would pawn this off on the vendors that they hired to run their cameras. So you got a camera firm making money off the camera, told to study it and report back and say, is it working? And, you know, this may not be shocking. We never once saw a recommendation that said, you know, the cameras really raise crashes, so we should take them out.
Nobody's looked into that.
Yeah.
What suburbs are we talking about?
Oh, they're all over the place. I mean, Villa Park, one you mentioned.
Sure.
Gurnee, they're in. Lake Zurich, they're in. You know, north, south, east, west, all over the place.
And who's determining where they go?
It is for the busy routes. It is IDOT. What happens is the suburbs and the red light firms will get together and they'll go to IDOT and say, hey, IDOT, we'd like to put it here. And then IDOT has this process to go through.
Okay. So if I was in Naperville, big mm-hmm. city, lots of traffic, Lord, some of the intersections, some of the road work in Naperville just makes me sad. Okay. So then we say, okay, we need to put a camera there to keep people. And really, the purpose is not. Do you think the purpose of the camera is to write tickets for offenders? Or is the purpose of the camera to keep people from running the red lights? They'll see the sign and know I can't do that there.
Well, the purpose that the state says is to keep people from running red lights to make it safer, less crashes. That's what the state says.
All right. Well, 1/4 of the time, you're saying that in the places you've studied, it's having the opposite effect.
From what we've seen.
I think that's a huge failure rate, don't you? I mean, I wonder what would be acceptable. Like if 95% of the locations were better or neutral and 5% were worse, maybe we could live with that. I don't know what the number is that would be acceptable, but it would seem to me like 25% of the locations being more dangerous is not a very good ratio for the state or the municipalities to have.
And actually, I'm going to get a little wonky on you, but it actually gets a little bit worse because the state changed how they measured crash rates in this period. They basically told suburbs you don't have to report as many fender benders as you used to report. So for some of these places, if you have the same number of crashes, it looks safer later than it does before, even if it's just as dangerous. So when we looked at comparisons, we compared how things were going. Basically, it was a wash. Half were better, half were worse than the state
really?
Average.
Really? No kidding?
Yeah.
All right, well, then that just makes my point all over again. This story will appear in print, I presume, on the first page of the Sunday Chicago Tribune?
I'm hoping, yeah.
Yeah, well, why not? 10 years after the red light cameras, the online version I'm reading the headline from, 10 years after red light cameras came to suburbs, state has not assessed whether they've improved safety. I'm going to come up with a shorter headline for you on that, but that's the thrust of it. And then there is the research and the journalism from Joe Marr and company at the Chicago Tribune. Merry Christmas, Joe. Thanks for coming to the city.
Hey, thanks for having me.
And let's visit again maybe down the road. I presume there will be some fallout from this. Let's talk about that again.
Sounds good.
Yeah, nice to have you in our studio.